and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Any Texan who's been in a grocery store these past few weeks has seen the pandemic's effect up close. We may joke about toilet paper hoarding and the like, but behind the scenes, one of the most amazing emergency mobilizations to behold has been at your grocery store. Today, Dia Campos, HEB's Director of Public and Government Affairs, is on the line with us to talk about what it takes to stock all those shelves by 8 a.m. and also how their own staff is holding up. Dia, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you.
First, how are you holding up? How are you doing?
You know, HEB is always ready to step in and serve our communities in times of need. And we're used to doing it in hurricanes and natural disasters. And this time of need is just going to be a little longer and take a little longer for our communities to recover. But we are ready for the challenge.
Is it true that you have like an emergency center, an actual sort of operations center, and you're sort of staffing it all around the clock?
HEB has a few different emergency operations centers. In a typical disaster situation, we're all together in one location. But due to the nature of this crisis, we have separated into several different emergency operations centers around the city of San Antonio in order to adhere to social distancing practices.
I think a lot of listeners would be really surprised to know that there's all this planning that goes into it. But I'm wondering how common it is to have this sort of monitoring and emergency setup in the retail grocery business, or is HEB sort of doing what most major grocery retailers have been doing?
You know, I cannot speak for other retailers. I know that at HEB, we are always looking to monitor any kind of threat or situation that could impact Texas, our customers, and our partners. And we approached the coronavirus no differently. And we continue every day to learn from retailers who are a few weeks ahead of us going through the same type of situation. And we are implementing very early tactics that they have shared with us that help stop the spread of the coronavirus. And we believe that the faster that Texas can halt the spread and slow the spread, the faster that we can get back to business as usual.
Of course, part of that is these stay-at-home orders that we're now seeing in all the major cities across Texas. How does that affect HEB? I mean, I know you have a delivery service, but those times are pretty much taken up by orders already, right?
Yeah, this under these circumstances, there is not a business in the world that wishes to operate under these circumstances. It is extremely difficult and straining on our supply chain, and quite frankly, for all businesses in Texas. However, based on research and learnings from around the world, the stay-at-home orders are really important. We have to stop the spread of the virus, and we need to get through the next couple of months. But what people need to know is that access to food is plentiful. Grocery stores remain open, and so do restaurants. All of our restaurants are open for takeout and delivery. They're here to serve Texas just as much as HEB is.
Now, that's interesting. But I want to get back to the business of these stay-at-home orders, because one of the exceptions is going to get groceries. What is HEB telling its customers? If you need something, come on and get it, or use curbside delivery. Again, a lot of those times are already occupied, right? So what are you telling your customers to do right now?
Right. So there are several options. We would prefer for customers to stay home. So HEB curbside and delivery is an option. We are opening up new time slots daily, building more capacity in order to do that. So we encourage customers to plan ahead for the next couple of months. We need to have a more long-term strategy and thinking around how we're going to defeat this virus. Another option, especially for seniors, is to use favor delivery. We have reserved slots on favor delivery specifically for seniors.
This is Favor, the company you're talking about, like the app Favor, right?
That's right. The app Favor, or the website favordelivery.com. Where we also have a 1-800 number that seniors can call into if they do not have access to a computer. and they can have access to build a list, a grocery list, and have a runner go to the grocery store, shop for them, pick it up, and drop it at their doorstep. Another precaution we would like our customers to take is, you know, HEB is a family company. We love having families in our stores, and Texans are used to shopping as a family. Mm. One thing that is very helpful right now is for families to send one person to the store, and that is something we think will allow us to expedite the shopping experience and to also keep our customers and our partners safe.
So three things that shoppers can do. We're going to have a link to this conversation over at texasstandard.org. Before I let you go, Ms. Campos, what do you need? I mean, what could, say, government do better for you right now? Are those conversations happening?
Yes, they are. You know, local government and state government has been right by our side in lockstep. The first person to reach out to HEB and to keep in contact with us on a daily basis is Governor Abbott and his team of staff who are paying close attention to the supply chain and our needs. Local government, the same. We are in communication with our mayors and city managers across the state daily. We need our communities to understand that social distancing is the key to defeating this virus. And I also ask, you know, we are so grateful at HEB for the support of our partners working in stores and working in our warehouses. We've heard a lot of great comments and people referring to our partners as emergency responders. And essentially they are. We understand that they are in the front line. And we are here every day, every moment of the day to protect them, to give them the tools they need to keep healthy and protect themselves in order to serve our customers better.
A lot of long days for Dia Campos, HEB's Director of Public and Government Affairs down at the San Antonio Emergency Operations Center. Ms. Campos, in the middle of all this, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your schedule to talk with us on the Texas Standard. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.